Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we'll have the second class of the series of classes with the title Tree of Faith, Tree of Iman. And the title of the class today is The Branches of Faith. All praise is to Allah, the Most Merciful, who is guiding us to learn our faith and supporting us to follow the right path. Last week, we started to learn about the Tree of Faith, the Tree of Iman, which is a tree in the heart of the believers. The more that tree is strong and productive, the more the guidance and piety of the believer. Accordingly, as believers, we need to have all the knowledge about the tree of faith. Last week, we learned that the foundation of faith in Islam are the belief in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, and the divine decree, the good and the bad of it. We learned about the belief in Allah's oneness. That is to say, the only power and will is that of Allah. So we must submit totally to Allah. That is to say, obey His commands and follow His rules, so that He will be pleased with us and will shower us with His mercy, which is the only mercy in life. We learned about the characteristics of those who have the true faith from Surah number 8, verse number 2. And the first characteristic is fear of Allah. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the tree of faith. Inshallah, today we will learn the branches of the tree of faith in Islam, and actually we will focus on one of these branches, which is love of Allah. Let us now learn about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sorry, before learning about the branches of faith, let us remember the definition of faith. Faith in Islam is the statement of the heart and the tongue, and the action of the heart, tongue and limbs. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, faith, Iman, has approximately 70 branches, or 60 in another narration. The highest branch is living the statement, there is no God but Allah. The lowest branch is removing anything harmful from the street. Modesty is also a branch of faith. Inshallah, today we will learn about the branches of faith, all of them. We will revise all of them together, inshallah. And then we will focus on love of Allah as a very important root foundation of faith. So regarding the branches of faith, we will start by the 24 branches, which are the actions of the heart. Because we mentioned that branches of faith are actions of the heart, actions of the tongue, and actions of the limbs. 24 actions of the heart, 7 actions of the tongue, and around 38 or 35 actions of the limbs, according to different narrations. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding the actions of the heart, number 1, believe in Allah the Exalted. Number 2, believe in His angels. Believe in His divine related scriptures. Believe in the prophets and messengers. Number 4. Number 5, believe in divine knowledge and Allah's absolute will. Number 6, believe in the day of judgment. Also, believing of the questions to be asked in the grave. For example, also believing in resurrection, accountability, weight of the deeds, crossing the path, paradise and the hellfire. All these are part of the belief in the day of judgment. Number 7, loving Allah. Number 8, loving and hating for the sake of Allah. Number 8, loving and honoring Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number 10, sincerity. 11, repentance. 12, fear. 13, hope. 14, fulfillment of one oath with Allah or swear with Allah. 15, gratitude. 16, patience. 17, satisfaction. 18, reliance on Allah. Continue number 18, satisfaction. 18 is reliance upon Allah. 19, mercy. 20, humility. 21, not possessing arrogance or pride. 22, not being jealous. 23, not being hostile. 24, not being angry. These are the 24 actions of the heart, which are branches of the faith. Now we will learn about the actions of the tongue, proclaiming that Allah is the one, reciting the Quran, learning about Islam, teaching Islam, supplication, remembering Allah, and seeking forgiveness, not engaging in bad speech. So these are the 7 actions of the tongue, which are branches of the faith. Now we will learn about the actions of the limbs, the body. 15, the first 15 are related to one's own self. Number 1, physical and ritual purification. Number 2, covering one's body appropriately. Number 3, performing the obligatory and recommended prayers, as-salah. Number 4, paying the debt and giving charity. Number 5, freeing slaves. Number 6, generosity, feeding people and honoring guests. Number 7, fasting. Number 8, performing Hajj and Umrah. Number 9, tawaf, circling the Kaaba. Number 10, i'tikaf, dedicating time in the masjid to worship Allah. Number 11, seeking Laylatul Qadr, the night of power in Ramadan. Number 12, leaving the unlawful gathering for the sake of protecting one's faith. Number 13, fulfilling the oath. Or number 14, attempting to better understanding the Islamic belief. Number 15, expiating sins by performing a particular act. Expiating sins by doing the good deeds. Okay, now we will move about to learn about the action of the limbs, which are related to the people you are responsible for. Number 1, staying chaste till marriage.
Chaste.
Staying chaste till marriage. Number 2, fulfilling family rights. Number 3, being righteous to parents. Number 4, properly raising children. Number 5, maintaining ties to kinship. Number 6, obeying one's master and being gentle to servants. Now we will learn about the acts of worship which are related to common people. Number 1, fulfilling the rights of the leader. Number 2, reconciling between people. Number 3, not harming people. Number 4, granting loans. Number 5, fulfilling trusts. Number 6, honoring the neighbors. Number 7, removing harm from the street. Number 8, responding to greetings of peace as salam. And number 9, responding to someone who sneezes. Okay, so actually, sister, these are the branches of the faith which every one of us must know them. And every one of us must try to do as much as we can from all of them. They must be the basics for our manners. Okay, so that inshallah you will be all the time on the right path and you will be all the time rewarded. Because your intention will be that I am obeying all these commands for the sake of Allah, because they are the commands of Allah and they are the branches of my faith. Okay, today inshallah we will learn about love of Allah as one of the root foundation of faith. Inshallah, we will learn the verses of the Quran which remind us of Allah's blessing. Number 2, we will learn the obligation of love of Allah. Number 3, we will learn the virtues of love of Allah. And number 4, we will learn factors that increase the love of Allah in our hearts. Let us start by remembering Allah's blessings. And actually, sisters, we will just reflect on Allah's words on the Holy Quran. I will not give any translation. Meaning of the words. We will just listen to the Quran. We will just listen to the words of Allah, and we will try on focusing how Allah is showering us with a lot of blessings which are too much to enumerate. So there is no need to count because they are countless. But just all we need that we need to feel the blessings of Allah with our heart. The second you feel that you have countless blessings from Allah, you will feel that you love Allah because He is the source of all these blessings, and you will feel that you want to show Him that you appreciate these blessings by showing love and by showing submission to Allah in everything. So now we will recite from the Holy Quran some of the verses of the Quran related to Allah's blessings. And I always believe that the Holy Quran is source number one for the love of Allah. If you want to love Allah, you have to have the right connection with the Holy Quran, and inshallah it will be your easy way for love of Allah, inshallah. We will start by surah number 17, verse number
70. الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار وسخر لكم الشمس والقمر دائبين وسخر لكم الليل والنهار وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار.
صدق.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. It is Allah who created the heaven and the earth and sent down rain from the skies and produced thereby some fruit as provision for you, and subjected for you the ship to sail to the sea by His command, and subjected for you the rivers. And He subjected for you the sun and the moon, continuous in orbit, and subjected for you the night and the day. And He gave from you all you ask of Him. And if you should count the favor, blessing of Allah, you could not enumerate them. Indeed, mankind is generally most unjust and ungrateful.
Actually, sisters, I will just give a comment on these verses of the Quran because I want you always to feel the word, and He subjected for you. And He subjected for you. Okay, if Allah would not subject for us the sun and the moon and the night and the day and the ships to sail through the sea, if Allah the Almighty will not subject for us His creations, okay, those creations, it will be impossible for us to live. So all the time try to remember, when you are upset or you are not happy with anything in your life, or you want to complain from the decree of Allah, okay, just remember that Allah the Almighty is mentioning that He subjected to mankind all His creatures in the universe only for the mankind. Okay, so at that moment you will try to remember, you will remind yourself with the unaccountable blessings of Allah the Almighty, so there is no room for complaining from anything from Allah. If you count His blessings and you count your problems, you will be sure that His blessings are uncountable. You cannot enumerate them, and maybe you have one or two problems. So try all the time to focus on the positive and to focus on the blessings, because Allah is mentioning a statement in verse number 34, and Allah give you from all you asked of Him, and if you should count the favors or the blessings attributes of Allah, you couldn't enumerate them. Indeed, mankind is generally, okay, most unjust and ungrateful. On the Day of Judgment, we don't want to be from those people, because those people will be in the hellfire, those whom they are unjust and ungrateful. Allah, in one verse of the Holy Quran, is mentioning that His blessings are uncountable, or we cannot enumerate them. So what you expect from a human being whom Allah is showering to him with blessings which you, the human being can't enumerate these blessings. You expect that he will be thankful to Allah all the time. He will submit himself to Allah all the time. He will love Allah the Almighty. Unfortunately, Allah is mentioning in the same verse that in spite of the fact that Allah's blessings are so much to be counted, but instead of this, most of the human beings, they are ungrateful to Allah the Almighty. Okay, sister, so this is a warning in this verse of the Quran. There is a warning from Allah. Be careful and try to get yourself away from those people, most of the people whom they are ungrateful to Allah. Those whom they are ungrateful to Allah, they will not be in the paradise. Okay, because Allah deserves from us love and to be grateful to Him. Okay, now we will recite again from Surah number 16 to try to have our hearts, okay, in the direction of appreciation and the love of Allah the Almighty. Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl. We will recite from verse 62 to 69. First, we will have Surah number 16, which is Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 62 to 69. 62 to 69. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن لكم في الأنعام. 66 chapter number 16 from 66 to 69. From 66 to 69.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ وَمِنْ ثَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ وَالْأَعْنَابِ تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ سَكَرًا وَرِزْقًا حَسَنًا إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يعقلون وأوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون ثم كلي من كل الثمرات فاسلكي سبل ربك ذللا يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And your Lord inspired to the beat. Oh, hold on. 66. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And indeed for you in grazing livestock is a lesson. We give you drink from what is in their bellies, between excretion and blood, pure milk, palatable to drinkers. And from the fruits of the palm trees and grapevines, you take intoxicant and good provision. Indeed, in that is a sign for a people who reason. And your Lord inspired to the bee, take for yourself among the mountains, houses, hives, and among the trees and in that which they construct. Then eat from all the fruits, and follow the ways of your Lord laid down for you. There emerges from their bellies a drink, varying in colors, in which there is a healing for the people or for people. Indeed, in that is a sign for a people who give thought.
Okay. Now we will continue to learn about Allah's blessings from Surah number 30. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 30. Surah Al-Rum. verse number 21. We are learning about different forms of Allah's blessing so that we will be aware and we will be reminded how the blessings of Allah are uncountable, or we can't enumerate them. Surah number 30, verse number 21.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون.
And of his signs is that he created you from yourselves, meats, that you may find tranquility in them. And he placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, in that are signs of people who give thought.
Actually, after Allah the Almighty reminded us in many verses of the Quran and in many chapters about the blessings in the universe, also Allah is reminding us that he created for us spouses. And actually Allah placed between the spouses affection and mercy so that they can have a family and they can feel the love and the security in their life. So actually this is also a sign of Allah's blessing. We will learn also about different form of Allah's blessing from Surah number 10, verse number 107. Surah number 10, verse number 107. Surah number 10, Surah Yunus, verse number 107. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِن يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَن يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And if Allah should touch you with adversity, there is no remover of it except Him. And if He intends for you good, then there is no repeller of Him, there is no repeller of His bounty. He caused it to reach whom He will of His servants, and He is the forgiving, the merciful.
So actually, again, sisters, Allah is reminding of us about these great blessings of Allah. If Allah is touching us with adversity, and actually adversity is touching us because of our sins, we must know this. Okay, Allah mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever disaster you have, it is because of your deeds. Okay, so when we have disasters or hardships in our life or harm or adversity because of our sins, okay, Allah is the only one to remove it for us. Okay, so we have all the time to feel that if I want an outlet from my hardship, it is only through Allah. So I must love the one who will make for me the outlet from every hardship or any hardship, and also the one who can give me all the good in this life which I am looking for. The only way to have the good and the only way to get rid of the harm is to have Allah the Almighty to say be and it will be. Accordingly, I will all the time be believing that all my matters are up to be from Allah the Almighty. Allah is the one who can remove all the bad, all the difficult feelings which I have, all the difficult situation which I have, which sometimes I feel that there is no outlet for it. So this is a wrong feeling, okay, or a wrong belief. You must all the time have the feeling that Allah the Almighty can change everything, because Allah the Almighty is the one who created everything and Allah is the one who controls everything. Accordingly, all the time I will be having this feeling of peace and security that inshallah there is an outlet. Everyone is telling me my hardship or my adversity doesn't have an outlet, so I will respond by saying, no, there is an outlet. So long I believe in Allah, inshallah there is an outlet for every hardship, and inshallah what I am looking for can become a reality. So this is one of the blessings of Allah, to give you the hope all the time and to give you actually the feeling that Allah's mercy can change everything.